Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
And not down again. It was Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Welcome into this this Thursday. This is the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hope you guys are doing well. Reed, I had an ad playing in my ear. I was thinking it was on the air for a second. That's why I was like, whoa, what was that? But it was definitely on the YouTube side of things. Welcome into this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge. Just one of those days, man. It's stormy outside, and you know, it's a very weird day yesterday. I know there was a lot of concerns about the weather, and hopefully everybody ended up being all good. Reed, I was going to say, I think here it ended up being fine for the most part. Really weird thing was, I think it set up to about 10 o'clock. That was when like the watch or, you know, the, I guess most of the attention was, I guess, going to be on some of that severe weather. But then it seemed okay, at least where I'm at. It seemed pretty fine. Didn't seem bad at all. Then I wake up like in the middle of the night and it was just rocking and rolling. I mean, like it sounded like the thunder and lightning was like outside the window. I don't know. Did you experience that at all? Or how was it for you?
Yeah, no, I had at least one experience. It was around like 2 a.m. and mm-hmm. I heard like one like bad lightning strike. And I kid you not, I like look at my window to make sure it like didn't just hit like the tree nearby. But outside of that, no, it was good.
Yeah, it just threw me off because I'm like, okay, I remember it's probably like 11 o'clock or so. And I'm like, all right, God is good. You know, weather ended up just passing on by. Then sure enough, like you said, 1:32 in the morning, it's like, boom. I was like, okay, wow. Okay, never mind. It's still still going. But it was kind of, in a way, kind of peaceful, I guess, a little bit. Maybe it was a little, the thunder, when it sounded like it was outside my window, I was like, all right, that's a little loud. It's kind of making it hard to sleep. It just woke me up. But the rain and stuff, I guess it could be a little therapeutic at times. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are staying dry. Definitely still a very wet day. We got plenty to talk about. We're going to piggyback off a lot of what we talked about yesterday because it's still driving the conversation, Reed. I mean, listen, I know we talked about it at length, but a few more details we want to iron out and discuss. So we'll do that. Of course, it's a Thursday meeting. We'll hear from our official lawyer and representation here, Adam Lamparello of Lamparello Law. We'll hear from him at the top of the hour. But before that, we got Brandon Clear. We'll get their thoughts on all of this stuff going on in college football. You guys have probably seen the title of the streams. Again, you can always check us out on the streams at the Miller's Edge on YouTube, on X, and of course, the Tide 100.9 Facebook page. But is college football being ruined? And I had to put the ruin in capital letters, Reed, because part of me is kind of like, man, I don't know, like, what's going to happen next? And, you know, I thought doing our show yesterday, you know, I didn't hear really any other opinions or perspectives other than that one video I'd never even gotten to play in, but those guys kind of just breaking it down. I didn't really get to hear a whole bunch about what other people truly thought of this whole playoff expansion, potentially going to 24 teams here as soon as 2027, and the potential elimination of conference title games. But I thought I was pretty fair and just and had an open mind, right? Because going into it, I was like, I don't like it. I don't want anything to do with it. I think it's messing up the sport. But then looking at the bracket from Pete Thamel, that would have been, I guess, a hypothetical 24-team playoff from last season, 23+1 model. I was like, you know what? I was trying to come around to it a little bit, but seems like I'm not the only person, Reed, that strongly, I guess, despises this whole expansion. Even though I came around to a little bit, I'm definitely not the only one that wasn't a big fan of it. I got to hear a bunch of other people talk about it. And this is what I've gathered, Reed. I don't think anybody is a big fan of a 24-team playoff expansion. I don't think I've seen one single person yet, and I could be wrong, that I don't think I've seen one person that has truly said that they really are excited about the potential of a 24-team playoff system. Now, maybe we should ask some of those, you know, 15 through 24 type team fan bases. Maybe they have a different opinion. I'm just trying to think of people that I know from other fan base. I haven't heard anybody really say that they agree with this or they want it to happen. Have you, Reed? Am I missing something? Have you seen anybody, whether it's a national pundit, a local, a beat writer, have you seen anybody, a big supporter of this model?
I've not seen any specific people, but if I were to guess, kind of like we hinted at a little bit yesterday, I think it is those fringe teams that just can't seem to, you know, enter themselves in into the 12 and even really 16. It's really for those teams that kind of solidify themselves and around that 20 range.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the only people that I would assume, but I still haven't heard it yet. Seems like everybody's kind of on the same page. It just feels a little overkill for 24 total teams. So we'll have to see. I mean, to be fair, I guess we have to remind ourselves, nothing is official. This is not like it's been voted in that it's going to happen. It's starting at this certain time period. I mean, this is just the latest is the AFCA, right? The coaches came together, and I guess they finally have found some common ground on 24 total teams, a field of 24 teams in college football playoffs, which would also see the cancellation and termination of conference championship games. That, to me, let me ask you this, Reed. What do you feel like is worse, a 24-team playoff or the fact that we're going to get rid of the conference championship games? Because I'll be honest, I have seen a number of fans state that they don't really feel too upset if that were to happen, the end of conference championship games. Now, I think for Alabama fans, they appreciate the SEC championship, given that it's been, I don't know, pretty important, you know, to our history here at Alabama. But there's still a lot of Alabama fans that are kind of like, you know what? I wouldn't be, you know, torn if it was, you know, I guess canceled, terminated, whatever word you want to use. What do you feel like is worse right now, the 24-team expansion or the cancellation of the championship games?
At least for me, Christian, I think it is just the fact of there potentially being a 24-team playoff. Now, I've loved watching the SEC championships over the last, I mean, how many ever years I've watched college football, right? Practically my entire life. But to say that 24 teams are capable of winning and competing for a national championship, at least in the playoff system, I just don't think that's right.
Well, let me take it a step further. I mean, I know we're being dramatic here with the title of our video, but I'm curious about this. Is college football being ruined as we know it? I mean, listen, NIL, and this is coming from a former player, I've always made this argument, and I think people have, you know, come around to NIL and players being compensated if you were against it, which I don't know why you necessarily would be against it. Maybe you might have been against the manner of which it was brought on, right? Because as a former player, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of just straight pay for play, right? But I always argue, you know, to anybody that doesn't understand that as a former student athlete, we didn't have time to work. Like, I mean, I'm a hardworking person. Like, if I could, I would have gotten, like, the only time I had was during the summer I was going into my senior year. I had a marketing internship, and I used to have to drive to Birmingham to go work in a marketing building. Again, shout out to those guys. It was fun. You know, it was a great experience. They were able to pay us just a little bit. That was within the rules, right, of us being compensated because we were literally driving to, it was me and Ross Pierschbacher. We would drive to Birmingham. We would take turns driving each other. And we'd go sit in there. We would sit there for hours. Like, we would work hours and help out and learn about marketing and all that stuff. That was, like, the only window I had to make money. And I took advantage of it. But realistically, that wasn't going to pay my bills. So I've always, you know, told people that were against paying players, like, there had to be something open up. And at least at the bare minimum, if you're not going to pay players directly, you know, we could argue about that. At least let players maximize the compensation that they could make off their name, image, and likeness. That, to me, was a no-brainer. You know, following the Olympic model, if a guy wants to go do an autograph session, why is he not allowed to go do that? Now, if you want to have guidelines and make sure everything's done the proper way, totally fine, right? Make sure it's of, you know, the right value. Make sure people aren't just trying to just throw money for no, you know, no actual work. But anyway, that was one step. And I know that was a big one. Some people were, you know, totally against it. Now I feel like people have kind of come around to it. But you go from that, you see the playoffs just continuously expanding. We all know money is that driving factor there. And now we're even talking about getting rid of conference championship games. I mean, maybe I'm being dramatic when I say college football is potentially being ruined. but at least the college football that we all, you know, knew and had grown to love, right? I mean, like the passion, the spirit of college football compared to professional football, to me, it's just like all of these changes that we keep seeing that typically are driven by, you know, money, making more revenue, which I get that's also important to business, but it feels like with each step that we take, Reed, is taken away from the authenticity of what college football truly is/was. Your thoughts?
No, I think you spoke pretty well on your behalf and really on my behalf. I just think of it like this, right? You know, we're consistently changing, and so we're also having to adapt to, you know, the new systems, the new regulations. I think it's more so change does not necessarily mean ruined, but I think he mm-hmm. brought up a good point. It does mean that the authenticity, the game that we did know, is gone, right? And ruined to me really makes me think of, if it's got to a point where I can no longer enjoy watching this and I don't recognize it as the same sport as I once did, then I would say it's ruined, which there are certain parts of it that I'd say, yeah, have been ruined. But as long as the overall game is still, at least to me, enjoyable and I can recognize it for what it was, then I'd say it's just changed. But if it gets to a point where I'm like, what is this game turned to, then I think by then it'll be ruined.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, right? Like, when I say ruin, it's not like, oh, man, the sport is done with. It will no longer be interesting in any capacity. Because at the end of the day, I think if you're a football fan, if you're a big fan of your alma mater, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, whoever, we're always going to come back and watch it. I guess what I mean by is it being ruined is kind of like what I just had mentioned, like the authenticity of it. What made college football different? That's the part that I'm asking. Is that being ruined? Because each step closer that we get to having a pro model, I mean, the closer we get to the death of what college football or really college athletics were, because it feels like it just gets closer and closer to this is just another sports, a professional sports league at the end of the day. Would you agree?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, on that aspect, I would say, yeah, I think it's slowly drifting away from what we once know to be college athletics.
Yeah, no, I agree. We want to get y'all's thoughts on this 205-342-9904 again. And we talked about it at length yesterday, but we'll keep discussing it because there's been a lot more opinions and angles and perspectives coming out. We'll try to get to some of those. But first, we come back. We'll have a few minutes, and then we'll be joined by Brandon Clear here on the show. We got Adam at the top of the hour. We'll discuss these topics at hand with both those gentlemen, plus you guys, 205-342-9904. If you guys want to get on the action on the phone lines, or of course, check us out on the streams at the Miller's Edge on all social media platforms, as well as the Tide 100.9 Facebook page. If you guys want to watch me, Reed, Chase, everybody, the gang, do the show on your screens right here on the
Miller's Edge. And that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A national championship team covering a national championship team.
The best sports talk in the state.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We're piggybacking off of yesterday's conversation, man. College football is inching closer and closer to just another professional sports league. At least that's the way it feels. 2014 playoff system is definitely a very realistic possibility at this point, at least according to the coaches that came together and voted in favor of just that. We've been talking about, is this threatening the authenticity of college football? Are we just getting almost too far removed from what we had grown to love about this game that we call college football? I want to get y'all's thoughts on that. 205-342-9904. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Smitty up first. Smitty, man, welcome in. Talk to me. What do you think about this? Is college football ruined as we know it?
How's it going today, Christian?
It's going good, brother. How's everything?
Good, good. The weather's nice out here. You know, sun is shining bright. Not a cloud in the sky. birds chirping and kids frolicking in the street. You know, the beautiful thing out here is sunny Arizona. But
yeah, way to rub that in as we're on, you know, on the heels of just tornado warnings or watched and stuff. Thanks, man. That's very nice.
But I'm glad everyone's doing okay. You know, that's the main thing, though.
Absolutely.
But honestly, though, kind of stuff like that, it is the main thing. Remember, the stadium tornado did about 10-plus years ago. So, hey, you know, so it's always sure. The main thing is about everybody's okay. But with this college football thing, right, these coaches think they're slick with this 2014. Nah, player, just make it ain't going to save your job. You better win some games in there with 2014. Y'all ain't slick. That's what it is. You know what it is. Hey, look, think about it. Somebody's bit, like Georgia's taking heat now for not winning a game, and they had to buy. But under this current iteration of playoff, you're better off being the 5 seed like Oregon was last year, because you get the G5 school, then you get the 4th-rated team, which is a big Texas Tech, who spent money everywhere except a quarterback, you know. And then you got Indiana, you know what happened after that. So that's just how that works sometimes. But I think 2014 is stupid. 16 is fine because you got all these little add-ons, like you got to have a G6 in because you don't want to get sued. And you still want to incur a tough conference scheduling. So if you can't make a 16-teamer, and that includes Alabama, I don't want to hear any crying. You know, just being real about that.
I'm with you.
With the SEC championship game, the real reason Greg Sankey wants that game to stay around because I think they're getting $50 million just for the game. That's the only reason he wants the game around. It's money.
Dang. Well, that would be a lot of reasons to keep it around. But, I mean, you don't think there's anything about the tradition of it? I mean, like, am I just one of the few people that actually appreciate tradition, man?
It's over,
maybe,
man.
Maybe I'm the only one, man.
Here's the problem I have, right? Because, one, the other conference championship games don't even do the numbers. Big Ohio State, Indiana did last year, but that was one of the few times. Because you remember, it was Big Ten East, like Ohio State, somebody playing Wisconsin or Iowa. That wasn't going to bring in the viewers. You know, ACC, sure. That's a train wreck. Let's just be real. That's like watching the Cheez-It Bowl. but let's be real. I think with a 4-teamer, the game was important because they actually got Alabama in during Saban's last season. If there wasn't one, they wouldn't have gotten in. Last year, Alabama lost, and they still made it, which I agreed with because you can't send them home in favor of the SEC teams that were sitting at home that didn't qualify for the game. That wouldn't have made sense. You know, but I just think with all they're adding on these extra games for the playoff, I just don't think it's needed anymore. And you have a bigger risk for injury. Ask Georgia when Carson Beck went down in that game. And I remember when Texas and Georgia played, that place wasn't packed. It wasn't sold out. And I just think the urgency is gone from it like it was when you were in school because you only had 4 spots. And then you lost that game, you was out 9 times out of 10. I just think now this outlived is useless because remember this also, Christian. When Alabama lost last year to Georgia, how many folks kept saying they didn't deserve to be in? But would anyone have said that if they didn't play that game?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hear that. But my thing is the facts. The facts are a conference championship game, to my knowledge, has still not truly affected a team or impacted them from making the college football playoff. Unless you take maybe, was it BYU that played Texas Tech? In a conference,
but they were never in it,
right? But I was about to say, I don't think that would count because they were already on the outside looking in. That would maybe, I mean, maybe if you try to really want to, I guess, find an example. But to my knowledge, any team that going into the conference championship hadn't, you know what I mean, or was already in the playoffs, if they had lost, it hadn't affected them. So I hear what people are saying because I get it. Like, I mean, like we always talk about a team being impacted by that decision. We always hear the noise and the narrative, just like Alabama lost to Georgia. Not a great showing for them. There was a lot of concern that Alabama could be affected by it, but guess what? They stayed put. So I don't think that's too much of an issue here because it hasn't truly affected the team. And I'll be honest, I'm probably biased because I played in 4 SEC championships. Like, I don't want to see it go. Yeah, I don't want to see it go because I know the significance of it of playing in there. But hear me out, Smitty. I mean, like, to me, it's something that I don't know. I think it's – I can understand why they would get rid of it if they're expanding. But here's my thing. Just like the argument is – if you expand, is that not watering down the whole playoff system? I mean, I'm looking at these teams. I know we looked at the hypothetical bracket, and it didn't look bad. But then when you also just look at the extra teams, whether it's West Virginia, Utah, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, and this is probably from I think this the way they did this was back in 2018. But I think the point they were making was, like, last year's top 25, it held a little bit more weight. But you look at some other years, I mean, you have teams on here 8-4, 8-4, 8-5, Northwestern. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of waters things down, man. So that's definitely another argument as well. And Northwestern that year also lost to a 4-8 Akron team at home. So it depends on the year, man.
Here's the thing also. The reason I say 16 is because, one, you got to mandate that all these P4 schools play one P4 out of conference. If you don't have one scheduled, figure it out. Because that's one thing there. And I always wonder why Greg Sankey never called out a Big Ten for that. Because look at some of these Big Ten non-conference schedules this year. Penn State, Indiana, some of these other schools aren't playing one. And Ohio State is playing Texas. And the Alabama series is still on. They confirmed it's still on for the next 2 years. Started 27, for the record. Let you know that. But they got to be some uniformity. And I think with 16, it rewards, like, you play that tough non-conference game also. It's not going to be like the albatross hanging on you. But after 16, I'm sorry, because you get the G6 in, you'll get all your conference champs in, you may have some other teams. But, Christian, I just think you go to 24, it doesn't matter. And I tell you this, I don't even mind it at 12 because we talk about urgency. Last year, for example, Alabama had to win at Auburn to make the playoff. If they lost, they were out. Same with Ole Miss, even though they had one loss, but the schedule didn't hold up well. So rivalry week was still hit in certain occasions with that. And I think what happens is too many folks trying to cater to NFL fans who don't watch college football anyway, hence hype when they talk about the NFL draft. Because they don't talk about the player, they talk about traits, if you notice. I just think that's the main thing. You got to keep, because think about this, Christian. ESPN and Fox, they pay billions for the SEC and the Big Ten. They don't even talk about it till like the playoffs or the end of the season or when the first polls come out. They'd rather talk about the Dallas Cowboys, Aaron Rodgers, LeBron James, and the Cleveland, and Shedeur Sanders all day. You know, just be real. And they don't even market the sport that well. Only time they talk about college football, something wrong with it. And I think that's a problem that needs to be taken care of also. And I'll say this one last thing. When you're talking about like pay to play and stuff, what people don't, when people get mad at GMs wanting like a freshman cap, ask Michigan would they redo the Bryce Underwood contract right now if they could. That boy stinks. You know? But he's getting like $2 to $3 million here.
I mean, he's still young. Give him a little bit of time. But, I mean, if you're saying is he worth what he's currently being paid, probably not. But, I mean, listen, that's how the draft works. You draft a first-round quarterback. Sometimes they might stink their first year, so it might not be worth that $30-something million signing bonus at that moment in time. But, no, I hear what you're saying. No, I definitely hear what you're saying. No, the only reason I brought that up was I was just saying that college football, it continuously is changing. And, you know, that was a big deal when it first happened. Granted, some players needed to be paid in some capacity. I'm just telling you guys from experience. I get it. Yes, we got scholarships, but guys, you got to be able to afford other things other than just your books and go to class. I mean, you got to, you know, other students have time to try to do it. We didn't have that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let us. It was illegal for us to get paid. So, I mean, that needed to be changed. But anyway, I hear what you're saying, Smitty, and it makes sense. But I want to hold on to our conference championship games. I'm not ready to let go of those.
But can I say this real quick? Like, y'all talking about the pay and stuff.
Yeah.
Think about us, right? Because I thought about you, because they talked this five-star freshman, Munshon Sales, and Alabama back off because too much money. And I'm like, that sounds like my guy Christian there, boy. And I agree with you. I'm not getting a bidding war over wide receiver. Just being real with you. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. But here's the thing. when people talk about a cap, it's like the rookie cap in sports. I've always go back to this. Sam, before they did the rookie cap with Cam Newton, the first quarterback to have that rookie scale, Sam Bradford came into the league sight unseen and made the same amount of money as Peyton Manning. And people got mad that the veterans was like, nah, we agree with having a cap. And I'm like, guys, you got veterans that showed and proved themselves. They should be getting the bigger bucks. And the young guys, when they show themselves, they can get the big bucks too. And I think that is a thing that you got to, like, navigate in this portal era. Because you saw how Lane Kiffin and them disclosed all the folks what they paying these people. And then some of the upper class was like, hold on, this new guy get more money than me, and I've been here for 2 years? That is the slip. That is the thing I think that even the people who want to hate everything NCAA, everything coaches, could agree on. Because I think a freshman should, like, let's say when you was in, like, you played off, like, 5 years. No freshman should walk on campus and have a bigger salary than you did. You know, like, just be real, because you proved yourself. And yeah, if he proves himself, and I think the staff done a good job with that. Because Courtney Borg even said, hey, we show out. We'll come to you and offer you more money, a bigger check. And I just think that is something right there, because we've seen what happened. If somebody from the outside get it. And I'll say this, I forgot to say this. Bill Belichick used to always say, I can't pay anybody from the outside more than I pay Tom Brady. You know? And that makes sense when you think about it. And but I'll let you get to it. You have a good one. And everybody, be nice to Digger. He's actually a good caller. I like him.
I agree. Listen, he's going to stir the pie. He's definitely going to be a little trouble sometimes, but he's funny, man. I appreciate you, Smitty. All right, we got to hit timeout. We come back. We should be joined by Brandon Clear right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And welcome back into this Thursday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Got our guy Brandon Clear up next here on the phone lines like we do every Thursday. Brandon, welcome in, man. How's everything going?
Chris and the Miller's Edge family, I'm doing great. How about yourselves, man?
What's doing? Doing well. Yeah, doing well, man. Trying to stay dry with all this weather we got, man. But we're talking some college football, and I'm sure you've heard or seen what's been going on. I'll just jump straight into it with you, man. Big changes potentially coming to the sport, right? Potential 24-team playoff expansion. We'll start there. Brandon, what are your thoughts, man? Are you all in for it? Are you against it? How do you feel about this?
I mean, honestly, man, I'm against it. It's getting ridiculous, and I get it. Look, one thing that one of my coaches, man, it was actually Coach Sweeney, he would just say, you know, life's not fair, right? Mm-hmm. You know, every time you get into a situation and you feel as though everyone has an opportunity to be able to get the final reward, then it becomes less rewarding in the long run. So for me, I think that expanding to 24 is going to take away the benefit of the regular season, man, and the great things we saw from, you know, hey, the scare at Jordan Hare or, you know, Grave Digger, like things like that are just going to become, you know, all for naught because it doesn't matter. As long as you have no more than maybe 3 to 4 losses within the SEC, then all of a sudden you have an opportunity to get in. And then you have some of these lower tier teams that have no chance of even making an impact in the playoffs that are like one of the lower seeds, you know, number 24, 23, trying to get in there. And they have no chance of getting in there, man. It's just they're worried about the money. I get it. It is a money sport. It's a money generator. But you're taking away the integrity of the game. And so then, look, college football, man, it's reigned supreme for a long time. And the NFL has obviously taken, you know, hold of it. And they've always had it. But I just miss having a lot of those, you know, the feelings of being a fan and knowing that you may or may not, this might not be the year, you know, me, but next year we'll get them. And so that's the one thing that I think is going to be taken away if you get everybody a participation trophy to come in and have a chance at a championship when we know that's not the reality.
Brandon, how about when you look at it from this perspective? I'm not trying to change your opinion because I agree with what you're saying, but I've been trying to have an open mind over the last 2 days. We've been talking about it on the show. I'm trying to understand maybe how this could be spun into a positive. And when I do think of it from the perspective that, all right, when you do go to 24 teams, the proposed 24-team model would look like the top 8 seeds get a first round bye. Then the 9 through 24th ranked teams would then have first round games. Higher seeded teams would host, I believe, at their campus. And so this would add a total of 12 more games and the extra playoff round. But this is what I'm getting at. Bowl games have, there's no denying this, bowl games have become pretty much irrelevant. If it's not a playoff game, especially now that we've expanded to 12 teams, bowl games are increasingly becoming irrelevant. And this could be a potential, I guess, new way to reestablish the attention on some of those bowl games. So when you view it from that lens, does that change anything from you or for you that maybe it's just like, all right, imagine just slapping a playoff or play-in game, I guess, title to some of these extra bowl games that nobody really was paying attention to anyways. And now they just get a fighting chance at maybe still making the playoffs. Because once you get to that first round, then it's really a 16-team playoff, right? After the first round, you just got 16 teams. It's not too much different than the 12. Does that change anything for you when you kind of hear it like that or no?
So it's a good way to think about it. I'll be honest with you, man. The NFL going to start getting involved here in a minute because you're ruining their product, right? For years, you know, the college football was a free feeder league. You know, we developed talent and you sent them to us, but we didn't have to pay anything. And so, you know, they're, you know, baseball, basketball, they have a whole bunch of minor league systems in order to get these guys developed where in college football, they're already developing the talent. So I do get it, right? You are right. The Duke Mayonnaise Bowl or the Pop-Tart Bowl, that becomes one of the playoff bowl games, and now that gives some, you know, legitimacy to some of those games that may have just been gone by the wayside. So you're not wrong with that. And it also would incentivize some of these players that would typically just kind of just mail it in to participate. But, you know, I think that you're taking a risk because now you're putting more miles on the tire, and you're going to be having and expecting these players to play damn near 16 to 17 games, man. And say there might be a one-off year where there's a team that had a crazy schedule and they're like, they're ranked in the top, you know, top 25, but they're really better than what the record says they are. And then all of a sudden, you know, they just go on a run and they're playing all these games. It's like, where football is not basketball, man. Like, you start putting miles on the tires, you can't get the tread back. So if I'm an NFL player, if I'm a college player, man, and I've got, a first or second round grade on me, and I'm looking at exactly what the schedule looks like, how much wear and tear I'm going to put on it, man, I would have to really consider the risk that I'm putting out there. But I know they're getting paid and compensated, but still, you're not making NFL money. So that's, again, I see the benefit, the pro there, where you're saying like, hey, now we're going to bring some legitimacy back to these, you know, these bowl games that have just kind of fallen by the wayside, which you and I grew up on, which were fantastic. I used to love going to a bowl game. That was a reward. These kids don't have rewards anymore. They already get paid. They don't need bowl gifts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just mindset, man.
You know, it's crazy, man. If you're watching the stream, you're staring at a bowl gift right behind me. This nice brown leather recliner that is right behind me was a bowl gift when I was in college here. And guess what? About 10 years later, it's still going strong. That's my favorite chair to sit in. I ain't replaced it until the back falls off. I got that as a bowl gift. Now, that costed all my points now because you know how it was. It's a point system. There's different tiered gifts. Yeah, so I always liked electronics. So I always told myself, like, I'm gonna give me some Beats headphones. As I got older, you know, you get more mature. You're like, you know what? I need me a recliner for the crib, man. So even though they got the Yeti coolers and the headphones, I got older than those last couple of years, man. Let me get my recliner, and boy, it's the best gift. So any athletes listening, man, if you do still get bored,
that is
gifts,
hilarious.
Man, get you a recliner because it's going to be sitting in the Lamparello Law Studios right behind your podcast/radio radio show set up 10 years down the road. Brandon, they also were talking about eliminating conference championship games. I'm biased. Listen, I'm biased. I played in four of them. I won four of them. And they mean something to me. I mean, I value the rings that I won from those. I value seeing the number of SEC championships that we've won here at Alabama when I go back to Mount Moore. How do you feel about them basically potentially terminating those games as they work towards the 2014 playoff?
It's unfortunate, man. It's just a byproduct. And, you know, again, if you want the legitimacy there, if you want these kids to feel, you know, connected with the SEC and the Big Ten, those championships mean something, man. Some of these other conferences, maybe it doesn't. And, you know, you got, you know, an ACC, you know, conference where you got Duke in there with six losses. You know, it doesn't really mean that much. And so, you know, I think that when you start taking away the credibility of the bowl games, you're just one step ahead of, you're mirroring whatever the NFL is going to be doing to a certain capacity. You just don't have the same competitiveness or the same level or dispersion of talent at the lower tier schools. So when you see a JMU, do we really think a JMU has any chance to be able to make an impact in the playoff? No. So, you know, I think that it gives them chance to make some additional income for the college, but in the long scheme of things, man, like, the bowl games are great, but I was the SEC championship and the Big Ten championship, it just means something different, man. And so to take that away from the future just to be able to focus all of your focus onto the playoffs, I think it's going to undermine what we ultimately love about the game, man. It's saying like, you're playing for something, you're playing for your team, and there's always that chance to be able to win the conference. So yeah, that's just my take on it, man. If we're going to have a three-way tie at the top and everybody's considered conference champions, that's going to be crazy.
So, for example, last year, I think there was a four-way tie for first place in the SEC. Does everybody just claim that SEC championship and four teams are not only claiming it, but all get custom rings to signify them being conference champions? I mean, like, come on, man. We got to figure it out. I'm sure there's a system to figure that out. I'm just trying to put this together in my head. Brandon, I want to ask you about something that we haven't even announced here on the show yet, but this is coming. It came out probably 30 minutes or so ago, I believe it was. Listen, all these schools have been keeping in mind scheduling, knowing that, you know, it's kind of worked against some of these teams recently. Maybe Texas, they had a home and home schedule with Ohio State. You see how that kind of ended up going for them. They ended up missing the mark to make the playoffs. Well, an hour ago, Brett McMurphy reported that Alabama might have canceled its series with Oklahoma State, but they're not touching the home and home with Ohio State, which is actually very, very impressive, what? In my opinion. Yeah. So any initial, you know, thoughts or reaction to that, that Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Day, they're sticking to their guns and they're going to keep the home and home series a thing. Now, to be fair, if you're agreeing on a 2014 playoff potentially starting in 2027, I hate to say it like this, but it's not as big of a deal to keep that on schedule, because, I mean, you could literally be 9-3, even potentially 8-4 if you're in a serious conference and still make the playoffs. But what are your thoughts about Alabama and Ohio State saying, we're not backing down from our home and home, we're keeping it on the schedule?
I commend them for it. It's rare. I think a lot of people have become risk averse. And the fire that you go through, that molds you to the future. And so the fact that they're still taking those chances and they're willing to, you know, look, Ohio State, they're just like us. They're willing to take those chances on the record in order to be able to get an opportunity to compete. That's the reason why you saw the numbers from the SEC running, the amount of players they're getting drafted, because they're going through those processes and the fire to be able to come the players they ultimately thought they were going to be. So I love it. I'm glad that we still have some competitive juices going from some of these conferences and some of these teams. But you already know they're outliers. A lot of these people, man, they want to be able to do what they can, and they want to be able to maintain the chance to be able to get into the playoffs. So that means you got to beat Indiana's record last year, man. That was crazy. They played cupcakes mm-hmm. all throughout. And of course they had a couple tough games, man, but there's a reason why they didn't have a ton of wear and tear towards the end of the year, because they didn't play anybody. So, you know, I hope the commission starts, you know, rewarding people taking chances and having competitive schedules, and start, you know, demoting some of these teams that got cupcake schedules. It's ridiculous.
I'm looking ahead at 2027, Brandon. Ohio State, it looks like, would be the second game on the schedule. So it's early on. And what I said yesterday, before this even came out, that if you got a 24-team system, hopefully we get back to seeing these types of games scheduled, because in my opinion, if you're not worried so much about the risk of playing it anymore, why wouldn't you want to do something like that? If you can afford the loss, why would you not want to have that litmus test early on in the year against a playoff caliber football team like Ohio State? I know as a fan, I mean, that gets you hella fired up just thinking about that. Alabama, Ohio State, week 2 of college football. I'm looking forward to it, but you're right. Definitely want to give your respects to those coaches for sticking to it. Even though it's probably not going to mean as much if we move to a 2014 playoff, I don't think there's as much to lose. Brandon, I appreciate you, man, joining us like you do every Thursday. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a great rest of your day, man.
Absolutely, bro. And I'll make sure I dial in through the feed next time, bro. I apologize for that.
You're good. Listen, I'm chilling today. I see it. I had a feeling you're going to call in, so I didn't have to wear my – I might wear my suit next week, man. I might have to throw my sport coat if you want to show up and show me out again next time. Don't worry. I'm slicking my hair back, getting a fresh lineup and everything. I'm coming correct, man.
All right, brother. I'm looking forward to it, man. We get the Pastor Payne on so I can dog him out wearing a sweatsuit.
Please, yeah, his little Reebok Giants for Christ sweatshirt that he will not take off. He loves that thing, boy. It probably smells like a pound of smoke, too. Brandon, we appreciate you.
All right, bro. Roll Tide. Talk to y'all later.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide, man. Brandon Clear, we appreciate him. We got to hit a timeout. We come back. We got a quick seg.
Turn mower to cut your grass. Check out the Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers at Redline Power Sports, located on Highway 43 at Tierce Patton Road in Northport.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
For his clients. Remember M for money and Mesreno.
If it has a logo on it, call me 205 800
8,000.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases. Known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Our geese are lilies and daisies in a basket. No other florist can match their combination of style, quality, and service. Call Sue's Florist today, 758-2100.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Stay locked in, Tide fans. This is Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
Welcome back in real quick on this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC. We got like a minute real quick. We're at the top of the hour break. So here's a quick little clip. This is from the Pat McAfee show. And it just was talking about this whole thing that we're discussing, but maybe explaining a little bit further that even though this is gaining traction, it's not necessarily, I guess, a given. This is what Pat McAfee had to say.
When I first saw this, I'm initially thinking, okay, like, what if us as a show got together and we voted something we wanted the NFL to do? We're just suggesting something. That's basically what's happening, right?
Yes, that is kind of what this... And funny, you weren't in... So we made multiple calls this morning just to kind of see what this meant. You were not here. You did not get to experience this. I'm appreciative of you thinking the same exact way that I kind of thought as well. As soon as I heard this, I was like, I don't think this matters. So then we call a couple people, and everybody that we called that would know was like, cool, thank you. We hear what you're saying. But this doesn't... No. This means absolutely nothing. And we're also told that the coaches were not given any information or asked for any information about things that are like kind of non-negotiable, you know? So from my understanding, this is the coaches saying we'd be okay with this, but the actual, you know, decisions that have to be made are happening. And it certainly is something that people can say ruins things. The money and the business behind it all, especially now for college football, is a massive piece of it. And there's some things I think that like, some of the people that are voting on this are like, are you taking pay cuts then so we can get out of, if that's what you're voting, is that what you want to do? Because we have to find $1 billion somewhere to give back if we want to do all these changes. So I think we're nowhere near a final decision being made on all this, but I do appreciate the fact that we're all trying to push it to like, hey, we need a better schedule. We need better this. We need this. I think the coaches are saying that as well. Yep.
So there you go. So that was just Pat McAfee basically explaining that might not be that far along just yet, Reed. I know we're making it seem like, hey, it's pretty much going to happen. But Pat McAfee said he made some phone calls and they pretty much said, hey, not so fast. This is just a proposal by the coaches of what they would be okay with, not necessarily something that is set in stone. We'll keep talking about this with our official representation, Mr. Adam Lamparello, right here on the Miller's Edge when we come back. After this quick timeout, don't go anywhere. Hour number two, come right up.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The Knicks took care of business at home.
Brunson, top of the key, crossover on Barlow. They got the matchup up again to the foul line. Spins, fadeaway jumper. He buried it. Jalen Brunson with two clutch jumpers. And the Knicks on a 7-0 run have their largest lead up by four.
Knicks Radio Network on the call. They took a 2-0 series lead over the 76ers with a 108-102 victory. Jalen Brunson had 26 points and 6 assists. Karl Anthony Towns, 20 points and 10 rebounds. OG Anunoby added 24 points, but headed to the locker room with a 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Still no word on what injury he sustained. The Spurs curb stomped the Timberwolves 133-95 to tie up the series at one game apiece. And in the NHL, the playoffs, the Sabres took game one with a 4-2 victory over the Canadiens. Ducks defeated the Golden Knights 3-1 to tie up that series at one game apiece.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start.
Roll Tide.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit Lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud from our home base in Birmingham, Alabama.
We are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611. 9611.
And knocked down again. That was Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome back into this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, hour number two officially underway. We're continuing the conversation about the potential. We just heard from Pat McAfee. It's just potential. This is just something that coaches have agreed on. Still not, I guess, as much traction as maybe we've alluded to here. But still, we're talking about it. Now we're going to talk about it even more with our official representation here on the show, Mr. Adam Lamparello of Lamparello Law. Again, remember, they just launched that brand new website, lamparello-law.com. Check that out right now if you haven't already. All that great info on the website, all the services that they offer. Of course, representation, whether it's criminal defense matters, academic misconduct, or NIL cases, we know how prevalent that is. And all those services, whether you're high school, college, or a graduate student, or have one of your own, that's test taking, preparation, mentoring, academic and career planning, all that good stuff, subject matter mastery. They'll squared away, and they'll do it at a very, very affordable rate, beating out any competitors. So for all that information and more, you can schedule a consultation on the website or get Adam's number and email 201-335-6692, adam@lamparello-law.com. Of course, that website has all of that and more, lamparello-law.com. Adam joins us now. Adam, we just were talking during the timeout when you joined here, man, and you said you've got some exciting stuff you want to throw at us. It might be a little bit outside the box, which we love it, man. That's what drives a good conversation. Number one, how's everything going? And two, man, whenever you're ready, man, I want to hear this proposal that you got, man. It's caught my attention.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. And here's my proposal.
which I'm sure many will disagree with. I am 100% against a 24-team playoff because the vast majority of teams in such a playoff would have zero chance of winning a national championship. In fact, over the last 30 to 35 years, the vast majority of teams that have won the national championship have been ranked in the top four at the end of the season. And for good reason, because they are the best teams. By expanding it to 12, 16, 24, you're including teams that, in my opinion, don't deserve to be there because they have no chance of winning. So I would scrap the entire system. And what I would go back to is I would go back to the four teams in the BCS with one extra wrinkle. Now, before I say my proposal, consider what happens in the NBA, in the NBA Finals, in the World Series, in the college baseball finals. I would have the number one two team in the country play a best two of three series to see who the true national champion is. So that one game doesn't really determine the national champion, especially when it's so close. So four teams, the four best teams, and then the one and two, the ones who win in the semifinals, play a best two of three series over the course of 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. So you weren't lying when you said that was definitely going to be out of left field a little bit. But when you look at other sports, it's not. That is actually common. With football, I don't think I've ever heard of that. Now, maybe I'm missing something. Adam, has that ever happened? Anything that you're aware of, whether it's college, NFL, hell, I don't care, XFL, UFL, have we ever heard of a best of anything series with a football game?
I've never heard of it, and that's why I'm proposing it, because it's done everywhere else, and it's done for a reason, because one game is not enough to determine who should be the World Series, NBA, NHL, or even college baseball champion. So why not, instead of expanding the playoff to include teams that have no chance of winning, why not constrict it to the truly best four, maybe even four teams, and then have one and two play best two of three? I mean, who wouldn't love to see Alabama and Clemson play a best of three in 2015? I mean, that game was unbelievable. I think Alabama would win, but it was just the excitement and the opportunity at the end of the season to say, no, this is the national champion. Or who would have loved to have seen Ohio State and Miami in 2001 when they lost in, I think it was overtime, Miami did, have a second shot at it. And then, dare I say, game three would be like a game seven in the World Series. You want to talk about money? I think millions would tune into that.
I mean, that is definitely very interesting. I'm trying to put myself in the position of when I was here. You mentioned Clemson 2015. I mean, man, I hate to say it like this. Not that you don't want to compete, but after you have a close battle like that, I could only imagine saying, all right, we got to fly back from – that was in Arizona in 2015. Let's fly back to Tuscaloosa and start gearing to play them, you know, gearing up to play them again in a week or two. Personally, I don't see that happening. But hearing you explain it, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, all the other leagues do it. I mean, NBA, best of series. MLB, best of series. MLS, do they do a best of series? I don't know. I can't remember if soccer really does it or not.
I'm not sure. But for people who say that, you know, football is a violent sport, that's why it's different. Well, I'm not advocating for more games. I'm advocating for fewer games. So, in fact, the risk to the players is not as significant. And if we go back to 2015, Alabama-Clemson, ideally, I would have had game one be in Tuscaloosa, game one be at Clemson, and then a deciding game three back in Tuscaloosa.
That's quite the proposal, Adam. Definitely quite the proposal. And I totally understand why you said it definitely was going to have people asking questions about this. So when you say the top four teams, so how do we narrow it down to the top two? So you're saying you take only the best four teams and treat it kind of how it was during the 14 playoff system. And then once you are left with just the two teams, because they'll be like a semifinals game and a semifinals game, those last two teams will do a best of series. There will be no best of series for the semifinals. You're saying only the national championship game would be a best of series. And you're thinking a home and home and then back home, or maybe home and home neutral site.
I would have home, away, and then back home if there's a
to
game.
To the top period. Seed.
Yeah, for the, to the top seed.
Man, so in 2015, so who do we play to get to the national championship that year in 2015? We play, was it Michigan State?
Oklahoma?
I think it was Michigan State. Then we played Michigan State down in, was it the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah.
We played Michigan State in the Cotton Bowl. Remember, because there was like the big famous Derrick Henry stiff arm on that, the big defensive end that they had, Malik something. Year 2014, we played Ohio State. Then we played Michigan State in 2015. 2016, I want to say we played Washington
in
the bowl game. And then 2017, we played Clemson in the Sugar Bowl. And then 2018, we played Oklahoma down in the Orange Bowl. So I just had to get my games in order. All right, so that basically that would look like we would have played Michigan State, and then we would have played Clemson and Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. Then we would have traveled down to my neck of the woods. Well, I mean, I'm not from Anderson, South Carolina. I'm, you know, a little bit out from that. But to Anderson, where Clemson is, and then back to Tuscaloosa.
Exactly. Because right now, with the 12-team playoff even, you have more games being played and you have the same amount, if not more, of travel. But what you don't have is a playoff really identifying who the top four teams are. And that's why where I thought the BCS got it right now. I would be all for a play-in for the number four spot, because there has often been disagreement about who the four spot should go to. I think there was a dispute between Alabama and Florida State of several years ago. All right, mm-hmm. So have a play-in game. But once the semifinals are over, you know, you've got one and two, and we want to resolve who the true national champion is. And I think people would love to see a best of three series and home field advantage to the higher ranked team. And a game three in Tuscaloosa against Clemson in 2015, I think would have been the most watched national championship in history.
I mean, from a revenue generating standpoint, now with you axing some of those other playoff games, I mean, you're cutting out that revenue or potential revenue generated. But you're right. I think that would probably be, I mean, because, I mean, you think about when Golden State and Cleveland or whoever, all these teams that had these series, and I mean, makes for some dang good games. I'm just trying to, do you think there would still be that same level of interest for a football game? And it's there with basketball. I mean, you could sit there and watch LeBron go back and forth with Houston or KD, you know what I mean, for seven games. We've seen, like, down to the wire, like, that doesn't get old. You don't think with football it would feel a little bit different? I'm just trying to think, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because we haven't seen it. But I don't know. Like, I'm just wondering, like, would there be fatigue even though it's just three games? Would it be – I wonder what our chat would think about that.
It's certainly possible, but I think that it's worth a try. We have sure implemented so many significant and seismic changes in the last few years with expanding the playoff, now expanding it again. I think this would be worth a shot. And I think if the two teams were evenly matched, you know, I would have liked to have seen Miami play Indiana a second time. Yeah.
Well, when you say it like that, I mean, a game like that, or like when we played Clemson on that pick play, I would have loved, to run it back again. And then, I mean, so you're right. I mean, I think there definitely would. And you're, I guess you're right, because you're only using it for that game. It's not like we're doing it for several different, you know, series throughout the playoffs. You're just saying for the top two teams. Like, that would make for,
like, I'll give an example. I think it was 2018 when Alabama played Clemson. I think it was in San Francisco. I watched that game, and it was so clear to me that, you know, sometimes teams just have off nights. It happens all the time. And I thought that the team, with all due respect, had an off night. But if they had played them again, it would not have been the same result.
I would have been healthy too. I probably would have actually been able to play. I couldn't play, so maybe we do need to do what you're suggesting, Adam. Because that, man, I would have probably been able to play for game two and definitely game three. I mean, dang, that's It's quite the proposal. I want our chat and our listeners to think on that response, because we got to hit a break real quick, Adam. When we come back, I know we got Hunter and Bishop on the phone lines. I'm sure they have some thoughts too. You definitely just threw us for a curveball. I've never heard of somebody throwing out a proposal for a best of series with football, but now it's got me thinking. Only thing I would say is the reality of that happen. I do feel like is very slim. Only given, like you mentioned, fewer games total. The reality is they want more games for the revenue purposes. So that by that alone, I don't see exactly the way you're describing it happening. But if we do know that more games equals more revenue, best of series equals what? More games. Maybe that is something. Like, it might sound crazy right now, but maybe down the line, this becomes a thing, and we're going to look back and say, damn, Mr. Adam Lamprello-Law sat there on the Miller's Edge and said that, and people were just like, what? But he actually kind of had a point, man. You might be onto something, Adam. We'll see what some of our listeners think. We come back from this timeout right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230.
Any zero turn mower to cut your grass? Check out the Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers at Redline Power Sports, located on Highway 43 at Tierce Patton Road in Northport.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the
Gazer lilies and daisies in a basket. No other florist can match their combination of style, quality, and service. Call Sue's Florist today, 758-2100.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Tide 100.9.
The Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We're joined by Mr. Adam Lamparello of Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, official representation here on the show. And Adam, like he likes to do, man, this is his new thing. Adam likes to throw out some very good conversation starters, which I love, man. We've been talking about this 2014 playoff expansion. At least that's kind of where things are trending right now. Not official, like we heard from Pat McAfee, but Adam took it a step further. He said, forget this whole 2014 playoff and stirring the pot. I'm going to throw my own proposal out there. Adam's proposal, just for anybody that's just tuning in or just as a reminder, is scrap the whole playoff expansion and do actually a playoff reduction. And let's go back to only four teams, and similar to the 14 playoff, but use a BCS model, correct? I think that's what you mentioned, to get the top four teams, have two semifinal games. And then when you determine the two top teams in the country, have them play a best of series, best of three games, home, and I guess home again, to determine the true national champion. Now, when you first heard that, at least when I first heard that, I was like, man, I don't know about that. I don't know if that ever even worked. But then the more we discussed it, I'm like, I could see that somehow becoming a thing eventually. Like you mentioned, it happens in a lot of pro sports leagues. Let's hear what our listeners have to say about this. 205-342-9904. We got Hunter up first. Hunter, welcome in.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, man? Did you hear Adam's proposal? Do you have any thoughts on that, Hunter? I'm curious what you think.
I'm not going to lie. Adam needs to get on the committee right now. I like it.
Listen, outside the one that we did mention during the break, I think, you know, Georgia versus TCU in 2022, that one, that game, I mean, and maybe game two would have been different. But other than that, I mean, Adam's got a good point. A lot of these national championship games, I mean, they do feel like they would make for one heck of a, I guess, series type deal. I mean, I know when you have a good series in the NBA finals, I mean, there's nothing better than watching LeBron or Steph and those guys go down to game six, game seven, and you know what I mean? Like, one game doesn't determine it all. It kind of drags it out a little bit. I think it definitely could be of interest. It's just the physicality portion of football, I think, would be the hardest hurdle that it would have to climb.
Like, could you imagine, like, Ohio State versus Michigan in a three-way series for the Natty at a home-and-home?
That would be it would be. I don't know. Maybe they'll listen to Adam, man. I mean, would you, Adam, consider doing that for anything other than just a national championship? What about like a conference championship?
Probably not, because I think it would be too much if we're going to do a best of three for the national championship. I'm not sure how a best of three for conference championship would work with the number of regular season games. So I would have to think about it. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So it sounds like Hunter's on board with that. So you got one vote of approval, Adam. So I mean, there we go. We're off to a good start. Yeah, we're off to a good start. There you go. What else you got, Hunter?
So you know, I gotta ask you a question.
No, gosh. I'm gonna let Adam answer this one first, so I can at least have time to think, knowing what you're about to ask.
All right. So you see how these big time like seniors that will get these NIL deals didn't even like have a snap of football yet. Bryce Underwood, for example, what, $12.5 million? Do you think they should start giving like the veteran players that type of money instead of the upcoming freshmen?
It's a good question. I'll let Adam start. Adam, you have any thoughts on that?
No, I don't think that they should. I think that teams are going to pay players based on what they see as their level of talent and their ability to impact the program. But I am against the entire system of how they pay these players, because NIL was never intended to create essentially a pay-to-play system with these collectives that are dominating college football. What NIL was meant to be was for players to be able to earn money for selling their name, image, or likeness. Like if they wanted to sign autographs, or if they wanted to do commercials for, I don't know, Starbucks or whatnot. But it wasn't meant for collectives to be funneling millions of dollars like they did with Bryce Underwood, because what that does is it creates a system where the richest schools have a tremendous advantage, and it really has nothing to do with the original intent of name, image, and likeness. So that's what I would do. I would ban collectives, but let players earn as they wish.
You know, and I listen, and you're 100% right, and that's what I was explaining earlier. Like, you know, players need to be compensated. I'm just speaking off of experience. Like, I mean, we literally work, I mean, hour after hour after hour. They didn't have time to work a regular job if we really wanted. And on top of that, the fact that, you know, a student on a music scholarship, if they wanted to go record a song and sell that song, that had nothing to do with their scholarship or anything that they did. They could go do that. Why can't us as football players go sign autographs like Adam mentioned? Someone wants to say, hey, I'll pay you to sit in front of our restaurant and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, come check out this. Like, there was no reason that you shouldn't have done that. The problem is they just opened the floodgates and it became pay for play, and people are taking advantage of it. To the point, I just saw Mark Cuban sit on a podcast. And he just was casually talking about, yeah, they told me, man, they had this quarterback they really liked named Fernando Mendoza. And I just told him, yeah, you know, okay, I'll put up the money. That's not NIL. I mean, that's literally like you just going requesting money from somebody. But that's literally pay for play, and you're using a billionaire and Mark Cuban to just basically fund everything, which is kind of crazy. But to answer your question, Hunter, in terms of putting caps, like, the problem is you look at the NFL, I mean, it's kind of similar already in the NFL, right? I mean, I know there's like rookies kind of make the same thing, but, you know, if you get drafted in the first round, you're top five pick, like Ty Simpson, Ty Simpson is going to get paid. He's, you know, top 15 pick. He's going to be making what? I mean, like $15 million, so in a signing bonus, and he's just going to be hanging around, not playing. Think about guys like Brock Purdy and some of these other guys that are on rookie deals that didn't get drafted that high, and they're actually going out there and playing. I mean, he's getting paid, I mean, 10, 12 times more money than them just sitting there. It's just kind of how it works. So, I mean, I understand the whole thing about putting a cap on freshmen coming in, because is it right to have young guys that just come in that have not done anything versus like me? Like, you know, I waited my turn here, and I know Reggie waited his turn, Ruben waited his turn, all of us waited our turns. And it wouldn't feel right if we're just sitting there, well, we're finally there as a junior or senior, and then you have a freshman come in and he's making, you know, seven figures while we're sitting there making, granted, say, you know, a few a few hundred thousand dollars. It's not that you're ungrateful, but we've put in the work. We're actually playing snaps and contributing to this team. Why is this guy not, you know what I mean? Or why is he making so much more money than I? I would look into some type of freshman cap if they feel like that would help structure things, but I just don't know how effective that would be, just given that. I mean, like Adam said, at the end of the day, it's really kind of based off of market value. It's based off of your actual value. And if teams really want a player, they're going to have to, you know, pretty much pay up. And I don't know who would be enforcing these caps, because we can't even get actual rules and guidelines in general. So who is going to be enforcing the cap? Would it be the NCAA? Would it be federal legislation? I don't even know who would, but I wouldn't be opposed to it, to answer your question, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
That's basically it's my interesting question, point, though. Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, I know Courtney Morgan mentioned that, because that would help, again, in terms of roster management. It's these numbers are like just going out of control. I mean, $20 million roster, $30 million roster. Next thing you know, we're going to be at $50, $60, $75 million rosters because there aren't real true caps, and that's why you need them. And that's the point.
Yeah.
Who can afford this? Most teams can't even afford the $20 million rosters. So now you're looking at teams like Indiana with Mark Cuban, Texas with oil money, Oregon with Phil Knight. Though, I mean, they're the only people that can actually sustain this stuff, and that's the biggest issue why there needs to be some type of guidelines put in place. Hunter, before I let you go, man, tell people about the podcast that you got going, or the stuff that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So, got a podcast every Friday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on YouTube on Roll Tide_Nation. And then you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Hunter the Bama Fan.
There you go. Yeah, I need to check out all these questions you got, man. I'm sure you probably got some good debates going on your stuff, man. So
we'll give it a look.
We'll definitely give it a look, man. Hunter, we appreciate you, brother. Yes, sir. Roadside. All right, we got to hit a quick timeout. When we come back, we keep rolling with Mr. Adam Lamparello and his new famous proposal right now. 4-team playoff. Best of 3 series for the top 2 teams, man. What do you guys think about that? Let us know, 205-342-9900.
We can help you with the protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate. Are you in good hands? 248-0303.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Barry Moore. I rolled up my sleeves in Congress, and I'll keep fighting for Alabama in the U.S. Senate. I'm Barry Moore, a conservative fighter, and I approve this message.
Approved and paid for by Barry Moore for U.S. Senate.
From Tuscaloosa to the world, download the free Tide 100.9 app for all the latest on Crimson Tide sports.
Welcome back into this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC, joined by Mr. Adam Lamparello himself, Lamparello Law Education Advocacy. Don't forget that new website that just launched, lamparello-law.com. All that good information for you right there. All the services that they do provide. Set yourselves up a free consultation with Adam. And you can, of course, get all the details on all the other things that they do offer in terms of academic career planning, subject matter mastery. The list goes on. They'll get you guys squared away, whether you're a high school, college, or graduate student. And of course, on the legal representation side of things as well. We're talking about Adam's proposal and this 24-team playoff proposal by the coaches who are now on the same page. Actually, now that I think about it, the 24-team playoff deal, this really was the Big Ten's proposal that the SEC, I think, and Sankey were giving a lot of pushback on. Now it seems like people are coming around to it, I guess. I don't know. Starting to kind of lean a little bit more towards Adam's proposal, man. We'll see what you guys think. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick, 205-342-9904. We've got Bishop up next. Bishop, welcome in. Going once, twice. We might have lost Bishop real quick. We'll try one more real quick. I think we have Grace up next. Grace, are you with us?
Hi, Grace. How are you doing?
Yes. Hey, good. How are you?
This is hilarious. Grace, hi, Grace, tell Christian, Grace, tell Christian who you are.
I am Adam's girlfriend, Grace, in Georgia right now.
Oh, great. Oh, I love that. Oh, wait, that's awesome. Wait, welcome in. Nice to meet you. I guess over the phone, meet you, but... Boy, welcome in. Yeah. I'm glad I get to meet you here.
Thank you. He has not shared this idea with me yet, but I think it's a great idea for a couple reasons. I mean, first of all, iron sharpens iron, you know? That's kind of like a biblical term. So sure. The upper teams, if they had these four-game playoffs, they would be able to enhance each other more than wasting their time on, you know, completely slaughtering lower level teams. And sure. In turn, the lower level teams could also have a similar playoff, kind of like major and minor league baseball, where they would also enhance each other. You know, also for the money situation, is it a waste of time for certain teams to travel all the way and then lose and, you know, be in these more expensive towns? What are your thoughts on all that? I mean, nobody really enjoys a game where one team gets completely slaughtered and it's just, you know, predictable.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, even, what was it, last year, Adam, when was it SMU, I think, or maybe the year before, whenever it was, SMU played, I think, like Penn State and some of those other playoff games, people just weren't really moved by those early, I guess, round games. And Grace, I think you make a great point. I mean, if that's already an issue with the 12-team playoff, best believe you're still going to have that same issue with the 24-team playoff, if not more. So I agree 100% with you. And in terms of separating, you know, the two leagues, maybe I've said that maybe they need to look at like a group of five or whatever it is under the term now for those schools like JMU Tulane, have them in their own playoff, kind of like basketball has like the NIT. Maybe have a spinoff for those teams. Yeah, I agree just because everybody loves a feel-good story, but I think a feel-good story is a little bit more possible when it comes to basketball. Football, I mean, like, There's a separation between the JMUs and the Tulanes versus the Alabamas, the Georgias. Yeah, and I just, after last season, I mean, I think it's safe to say, I mean, Notre Dame would have been a much better playoff caliber team, or playoff, not caliber, they are a playoff caliber team, but playoff team instead of JMU or Tulane last season. So I agree with you, and I like Adam's proposal. I don't know if we could get enough people behind it given the physicality of the sport, and I could totally see them given some pushback saying, well, you know, three games against the same opponent, that's tough from a physicality standpoint. I think that could be something that would be tough to hurdle. But I would not be shocked, I will say, if we look, if it's like fast forward 10, 20 years down the road and we start seeing some best of series in football and Adam's going to be a genius. I would not be shocked if that happens.
Well, who knows? I mean, times are already changing now, so...
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyway,
that's
all I have to say.
No, no, I love it. Well, I appreciate you calling in. That's awesome, man. We got the whole Adams family on here, man. I love it.
Grace, I'll be home in a few days. I'm coming home in a few days.
I know you are. Okay.
Sounds good, Grace.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Feel free to call anytime. Adam, man, just keeping tabs on you, man. I love it, though. She's even supporting you on your show and your endeavors on the show, man. You got your good one, huh?
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy.
No, absolutely, man. Talking sports and everything, man. That's awesome, man. Y'all must have a lot of sports conversations, I imagine, at the dinner table.
We do.
I can tell, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, let's get one more call real quick. I know you got to run after this segment here. Let's see. We got one more. Who do we have up next? Tyrell. Is it Tyrell up next? Tyrell, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you, man. What's going on?
Much, man. I just wanted to say good morning to you. And I also think that with some modifications to Adam's idea, it would be perfect. I would take the top two teams from each conference. That way nobody could really complain that, you know, we deserve a shot to get in. That puts more emphasis on the regular season and, you know, winning those games to be one of those top two teams. This is kind of like making the conference championship, you know. It would force Notre Dame to join a conference if they're really one of the best teams, you know, playoff caliber. They should test their mettle just like everybody else. And then, you know, do that best two or three for the championship, you know, series. I think that, you know, I really like that idea. What you think?
So when you say take the top two teams from each conference, so you would take top two teams from the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC. We'll start there. And then, because Adam only had four teams, so how would you then take? So say, even if you just had those, that would be eight total. Would you just kind of work? You still would just work up to the top two teams and then do the best. So basically, you're saying Adam's idea, but just expand it a little bit more.
Expand it a little bit more, so you don't have these teams. Let's say like a Miami last year. You know what I'm saying? Like even though they weren't necessarily ranked number one in the conference, but you know they were still good enough to make it all the way to the national championship. That would include teams like that. You know they would have the chance to, you know, get into the playoffs and, you know, win either those individual games to make it to the championship. And then for the championship, just say last year, Indiana, Miami. Like, you know, they'll play home and home, and then I think like for that last championship game, make it one of those important bowl games, like the Rose Bowl or something like that.
I mean, I think that makes sense. Now you'd run the risk of the argument of playing too many games. I could see that if you do, you know, when you add a couple more games in there. But I do like the fact that it would expand it a little bit more just to cover a few more teams. I do agree with that, Adam. What do you think? So he says he's on board with it, just wants to expand it just a little bit more. Would you be cool with expanding your proposal?
Yes. I'm certainly happy to compromise, provided that if there's not too many games. So maybe an 8-team playoff?
With the 8 teams, it should still equal out. Even with the 2 and 3, it should still equal out to what we're basically doing now with the 12-team playoff.
Yeah, so I mean, so probably a total of like 17. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you say it like that, yeah, I mean, I can say, listen, I guess I'm coming around to it, Adam. I mean, I don't know if it may be just, I know you're a nice guy, man. You're convincing me or what? I know you're a lawyer too, man. You might be pulling some tricks on me, but you know, I'm starting to come around. I mean, Tyrell's buying into it. Now I'm starting to buy into it. So
I like the 8-team idea. So I'll revise my proposal and say 8-team instead of 4, but it's supposed to be 3 to end it.
Hey, I mean, that's not bad. We have to get over the hump of, you know, there's going to be less money generated now. That's the only problem. That's because they want to expand and generate money. So if we could, I think you could find a way to generate some more money. We might have a fighting chance here, guys, but that's going to be the big thing is the money generated. Wait, is this Tyrell from the chat over on YouTube or no?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice, man. Well, I appreciate you calling. Listen, I appreciate you supporting us and hanging out with us in on the chat, man. Anything else you got before we hit this next timeout?
Not much. Just want to tell the people to like and subscribe. Make sure that they support my guy. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching you ever since I was a little kid in high school, you know, so I think this is a blessing. You know, we get to reach out to you, connect and things like that. And also, you know, the ex-players and stuff. But I think that's amazing work that you're doing. So,
man,
thank
you so much.
Have a good day. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir.
Catch y'all later.
That sounds good, man. Thank you so much for those words and the support. And big thanks to Adam, man. Adam helps us out with what we're doing here. And And, man, we enjoy it, man. Great call, man. Always enjoy hearing stuff like that. Shout out to Tyrell, man. He's a big supporter here on the chat. And, of course, a big thank you to Mr. Adam Lamparello, who joined us on Thursday. Every Thursday, that is at the top of the hour, of course. Lamparello-law.com is the new website that they have launched for you guys, where you can get all that information, schedule a consultation, get the phone number. Again, I'll read it out for you guys. That way, if you guys don't have a web browser, which I'm sure you do, but if you don't, 201-335-6692. Give Adam a call. Let him represent you and take care of you. Adam, as always, man, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to it. I know you're busy. I know Grace is waiting on you, too, in a couple of days. So I'm glad I got to meet her and looking forward to doing it again next week, man.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me here. Great show, as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Adam. Good stuff, man. Our guy, Mr. Adam Lamparello. We got to hit a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. We'll talk to Pete Butak, CollegeFootballNews.com, National College Football Analyst. All starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m.
Get your life back, baby.
Stephen Mesrano, Alabama Injury Lawyers. Mez wins.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
Bring joy wherever I go.
Quality gummy vitamins from Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping
tooth kits and so much more. If your golf cart needs repairs, the pros at Dixie Custom Carts can handle the job. Dixie Custom Carts, Greensboro Avenue in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit Lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
Into this Thursday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big thanks to Adam, man, who dropped that proposal on us, Reed. I don't think we got your opinion on it real quick. I know we only got a few minutes left, man, but tell me real quick, Adam's originally four-team playoff proposal, best of three series for the top two teams in the national championship game, but I guess thanks to Tyrell, you know, he offered his little, I guess, modification now, maybe it would be like an 18 playoff with the best of three series for the national championship. Your thoughts, Reed?
Well, I've come to learn that I can't count anything out. You know, I'm really open to anything. And I guess we'll see how, you know, if they follow through with this, you know, 2014 playoff, if that ends up not being the solution, then, you know, do we look into that? Do we look into something else? You know, I've never really ruled it out. The only thing that really concerns me is really, like we've talked about, the physical aspect of it, because all it takes really is one key injury, quarterback, star running back that was carrying the team, you know what I mean? It's like all it takes is one of the injuries in maybe game one or game two, and it's like, hey, if the starting quarterback gets hurt in game two and this series is going to a game three, then it's like the one team is going to be heavily favored and might, you know, be a blowout.
That's going to be the biggest hurdle, without a doubt. The biggest hurdle would be the physicality piece. Can players survive a best of three series? Now, to Adam's point, he was saying space it out. Only other problem I forgot to mention, too, is with them wanting to move the schedule up, you have to take that into consideration. How far apart could you schedule those best of three games? You know, I mean, I would think a week would probably be, number one, probably the least amount of days you would want, because anything closer than that, I mean, I guess from a game plan standpoint, you don't really need a game plan too much, but at the same time, you got to rest and recover. And you don't see any football game played within anything earlier than a week. So the week would be like the short. Now, the NFL, you could play on a Monday night. And have they ever had somebody play on a Monday night, then a Thursday? I don't think so, but maybe. I don't think you're not supposed to. I don't think it happens. But maybe there's say you've played on a Sunday, then you play on a Thursday. So that's less than a week. But that would be tough to get over as well. Let me play this clip, though, as we're talking about all these changes. This is Josh Pate. He was on Crane and Cone on Three. He's definitely not a big fan of this 24-team playoff expansion. This is what he had to say.
You got into a back-and-forth exchange with Robert Griffin III yesterday on social media about the 24-team expanded playoff. It seems like his thesis was we need to have an expanded playoff or else student-athletes will not get a piece of the pie that they have earned. Now, it's amazing that some collegiate athletes can make more money than professional athletes, but somehow they're still exploited. But why is this being used as a justification for expanding the college football playoff?
I talk to enough ADs and consultants who try and feed you that BS that I recognize it when I hear it. Wow. And the BS I'm talking about is a bunch of people have made really, really poor decisions for a long time. And they've known the whole time, well, if we screw the whole thing up, we'll just expand the playoff. You know, there's this giant financial safety net. There's this catch-all. There's this ATM over here with a playoff sticker on it. All we got to do is expand that. Now, they did it once from 4 to 12. And, you know, I was worried about what it was going to do to the regular season, but it didn't destroy the regular season. It's okay still. Probably not quite as valuable, but it's okay. I think we struck a good balance with it. Naturally, that group of people looks and says, well, let's double it. Let's double it again. Double everything. And you're well past the line in the sand. You're well over the Rubicon if you do that. Now, when you push back on it, people like us, we've got college football-based reasoning for why we push back. The counter is people who don't care so much about the sport. It's a financial ends to a mean for them. And they will tell you, they'll make bad faith arguments hoping you're stupid enough to believe it. And the bad faith argument is, well, it's an either or. Either we expand it to make more money or we're screwed. No, it's not an either or. You're just counting on me to be a fifth grader and not know any better. There's a third scenario, a fourth and fifth and sixth for that matter. But the third scenario is just practice better fiscal responsibility. And it's so funny how quick people are to laugh at that.
Well, he went on for another minute or so, but I know we're running against the top of the hour here. So I will just say this, Reed. I mean, it sounds like his concerns definitely are, number one, watering down the regular season, which I get what people are saying. It's like, hey, if you have the comfortability knowing you could lose three or four games, it might make things feel a little bit different. I don't know. And maybe that's not exactly the angle they're going from, or I don't know, but I could see that maybe being a concern. But personally, I don't think teams would be less competitive. I mean, just maybe have a little bit more of a safety net to land on if things don't go great. But he also mentioned this, it seems like this is kind of people trying to cover up for some of their mistakes. But I guess mostly being from like ADs and people that are in that space. I don't know. This whole thing, man, there's so much to pull from it. We'll keep doing that. But first, we got to wrap things up for today on this Thursday edition. We'll be back tomorrow for a free-for-all Friday right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC. Hope you guys have a great rest of y'all's day. Look forward to seeing you guys then.